today, the book of Psalms, chapter number 77. It is a joy to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I don't know if you just experienced that or not, but that was worth the drive here. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I appreciate that we have liberty to worship today, liberty to praise our wonderful God. Psalm 77. This psalm is written by the chief musician known as Asaph. Asaph was one of the three chief musicians of the worship with the tribe of Levi. He has something to say that got my attention. Here he says, "I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me." Aren't you glad you got a God can hear this morning? "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember Thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all Thy work and talk of Thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Thou hast with Thine arm redeemed Thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw Thee, O God, the waters saw Thee. They were afraid, and the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, and the skies sent out a sound, and Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of Thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and Thy path in the great waters, and Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest Thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Thank you for standing today of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we bless You this morning. We thank You for the atmosphere of worship in the sanctuary this morning. Help us now to be a blessing of the reading of the Word of God to Your people. Help us in this day and this hour. Touch those on our prayer list at our church. God, many we've prayed for this morning in our prayer room. I pray You'd touch them and help them. May You get the honor and the glory out of this service. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. You'll notice that in this text in Psalm 77, he says simply that thou art the God that doest wonders in verse 14. Do you know him as a God that does wonders? So I want to preach on this topic this morning, on this chief musician. And I want to preach on the God that doeth wonders. Notice, first of all, there is the musician's sorrow. The musician's sorrow. He says something that's very personal in our text. We see in verse number 2 that there is a day of sorrow. In the day, it came a day that Asaph, one of the chief musicians, he no longer had a song, but he had sorrow. You know, in this day and this hour, we're so acquainted with so many people filled with sorrow. It is amazing to me in the Bible how we read of how low people can get. It's been amazing to me in my life. Born again by the grace of God. My name written down in yonder in glory land, but it amazes me how low I can get in life. Do you ever get low in life? Could we just be honest this morning? Has there ever been a time in your life there came a day and you found a day of sorrow? Here, within this text, it was the day of sorrow. But then, not only the day, look at the description. He said in verse 2, he said, in the day of my trouble. As Brother Mike was singing this morning and testifying, I was reminded, I'm thankful we have a heaven to go to. No more trouble, no more pain. And so here today, I'm reminded in the book of Job where the Bible says, man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. Young people, I'd love to tell you if you serve God that trouble would not come. But I don't have the Bible to tell you that. But I do have a Bible to tell you this. When trouble comes, there will be somebody in your trouble with you. Matter of fact, you may not be able to see him. You ever notice this? He said in verse 19, thy way is in the sea and thy path in the great waters and thy footsteps are not known. Could I remind you that all the sailors that have sailed ahead of us on the oceans, that sea of life, there you could never see the footprints of God on that water. Here, as this musician is writing, he says, you know something? He said, you might not be able to find God, but God is always able to find you. And so this morning on the sea of life, you might not be able to track our God, but honey, I come to tell you, you can trust our God. For he does walk on the billows of life. Here in this text, we see this day of trouble, this day of sorrow. We see this description of sorrow. But in verse 2, look at the duty in sorrow. He tells us this. He said, I sought the Lord. Has it ever been a time in your life when you've really sought the Lord? I sure am glad we've got a God we can pray to this morning. I'm glad that Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and me. If you're lost, undone without Christ, He's on the right-hand side of the Father. And if you'll come by faith, He will accept you in the family of God. And this morning we see this duty. He sought the Lord, but now we see this development. Something happens in verse 2. He says, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. And watch, my soul ran in the night and ceased not. His sleep left from him. This development. His sore ran in the night when everybody else was sleeping, when everybody else was resting. It seemed like that his spirit was so unrested. He was in a continual state of sorrow. We see this day, this description, this development. But in verse 2, look at his depression. He said, "My sore ran in the night," and underline this, "and ceased not." Here it is. "My soul refused to be comforted." You know, there is a text in the book of Genesis that relates to this, where the writer is telling him that "my soul refused to be comforted." Life and this sorrow had taken him into a very depressive state. We know this story found over in the book of Genesis 37. It is about Jacob, and I'll read this to you and get back to my text in Psalm 77. But in Genesis 37 and verse number 31, the Bible tells us something about Jacob, the father of Joseph. "They took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in blood. They sent the coat of many colors. They brought it to their father and said, 'This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or not.' And he knew it and said, 'It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him.' Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." Now we know the story. Here's the father, Jacob. He made his son, his favorite son, Joseph, a coat of many colors. And the brethren, they were so jealous of Joseph that they had entrapped him. They got his coat. They dipped it in an animal's blood and they sent it back to the father to try to trick the father. And the devil lied, and you know what? Jacob believed the lie. And this is what he said. "Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces, and Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days." Now here's the Bible. "And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him." Here it is. "But he refused to be comforted. And he said, 'I will go down in the grave unto my son mourning.' Thus his father wept for him." This development, we see that it came into a very depressive state. His spirit had sunk low. He was at a place in his life where he wanted to write to let us know that we all could experience this text, and what he says may really surprise you about God. He has sunk low in the state of depression. And here I was reading behind one of the writers about this very depressive state. Everybody needs to listen to this statement. Every man has his secret sorrows, which the world knows not about. And oftentimes, we call this person one that is very cold, when really, they're only very sad. This morning, the musician found himself filled with sorrow. We see this day and this description, this development, this depression. But now in verse 3, note his discussion. He says something. He said, "I remembered God and was troubled." He said, "When I think of God, I'm troubled." You know, the only reason when one would think of God to be troubled, then there should be sin in their life. If you don't have sin in your life, and when you think of God, you should not think of trouble, but you should think of somebody that is sitting on His throne and He's holy and He loves you. And He's soon to send His Son back to this old world to take the church out of it. You remember when Adam sinned, the voice of God troubled Adam. The only reason that God should trouble us is because of sin, not because of sorrow. Can I tell you, God is the greatest place to go to this morning. And so here we see this writer and his discussion. He says in verse 3, I remembered God and was troubled, and I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. I want to say something, child of God. Don't never say that you can't get to where the chief musician wrote. Don't think that you can ever find yourself in this place of Psalm 77. This sorrowful spirit. I found this morning in Psalms 42 something that hooks in with this text. Here in Psalms 42 and 11, it says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? So why are you quiet in me? Why is there no joy coming out of me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Then the same verse in Psalms 43, verse 5, only one word is changed. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? You know, can I be real honest with you? Sometimes Renee will look at me and say, what's the matter? I say, honey, it is just my mind. I feel so depressed. My spirit feels so low. And even though she wants to help me, many times she can't relate to where I've been or where I am. So it is with you and I. I might not can relate to where you are today, and you can't relate to where I am, but there is a God. There is a God that can relate to where we all are this morning. So here the writer says this, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. We see this musician's sorrow, his development, his depression, his discussion. He simply says in Psalm 77 and 33, he said, when I remembered God, I was troubled and I complained. And my spirit was overwhelmed. And thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years of ancient time. But now, secondly this morning, the God that doeth wonders, not only do we see this musician's sorrow, now I want us to look in verse 6 at this musician's song. He said this that struck a chord in my heart. I call to remembrance my song in the night. In the night time I reached out for my song. I communed with mine own heart and my spirit made diligent search. You'll see there is the mention of a song. You know, it's so important to have a song. Songs are so effective. Songs do so much for us. All through our Bible, when the children of God worshiped, many times there was a song and instruments involved. So here in his very depressive state, I see that he got to reaching for a song. What is a song, preacher? Well, in Isaiah chapter number 12, I want you to look at this in your Bible. Isaiah chapter number 12. You'll notice here in verse number 2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." Preacher, what is my song? It is the Lord and His goodness and His mercies. You know, His mercies are new every morning. When we were lying in our bed last night, many of us went to sleep and we set alarms, but the alarms, the system is not what kept us safe. There was a God that watched over all of us through the night hours. Through the early dawn this morning, I seen that sun rise up, and I will remind you, there's only one person let that sun get up this morning. He is my hope and He's my song, and I'm glad that I know Him in the recesses of my heart. And in my sorrowed hours, I'm glad I've got a God that draws near to me, and I can find a song way down in my soul. Isaiah said, "The Lord is my song." So we see this chief musician and his sorrows. We see this chief musician and his song. You see, that lets me know there is the mention of a song, but secondly, there is a music of a song. Music is so important. I was raised in a church. Brother Tim, I love music, but I don't know very little about it. I was raised in a church where they would not even allow music. If you got married in the church I was raised, I've seen them bring those old-timey record players and set them up on the side just so they'd have a little music. Let me tell you, music is very important in the worship service, but also in our life. The right kind of music. Not hip-hop. Not bump, bump, bump. But the right kind of music. You know, in my study, I was thinking this morning, I got one of those little Bluetooth speakers. I'll go on my iPhone to my favorite channels list, and I go in there, and as soon as I start up that song, it lightens up the atmosphere. Thank God for people that can sing, people that can play, people that will be a blessing in the worship service. And maybe this morning you're filled with deep sorrow. Could I remind you today that the Lord is our song? The Lord is our song. I would love to tell you, and I'll be honest with you, I would love to tell you that I never have any problems with that depressive type spirit, that lockdown type mind that I just focus on trouble. But it's a text there that I seen that helped me in my heart. He said that he refused to be comforted. You know, isn't that so sad when a person can get to in their life and they need help but they won't receive help? Can I tell you there's help by God this morning? He offers help, but you must receive help. So here this musician, Sara, the musician's song. But now he says, lastly, we see the musician's sanctuary. Something changes when he mentioned this song. I want you to look in this text. He was writing in verse 1, he says, "I." Verse 2, "I saw." Verse 3, "I remembered." Verse 4, "I am so troubled." Verse 5, "I have considered." Verse 6, "I call to remember." But now when he mentioned that song, he turns to the sanctuary and it totally reverses from him to him. Watch your Bible. Verse 13, he says, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" Here it is. "Thou art the God that doest wonders." Verse 15, "Thou hast with thine arms redeemed thy people." Verse 16, "O God." Verse 19, "Thy way is in the sea." Verse 20, "Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses." Isn't it amazing? In his sorrows, when he got to reminiscing and remembering a song, he got to thinking about the sanctuary. You know, this morning as we were singing, God so encouraged my heart with the atmosphere of worship. Does anybody appreciate the atmosphere of worship at the sanctuary? The power of a song. The Lord is my song. You know, I've noticed when I feel that depressive feeling coming about me and my spirit is so quiet, number one, I've got to want to get better. And then number two is some things that make me better. I must remember my song. What is my song? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He went on Calvary's cross. He saved me one day. He's been good to me. I can look around. You may be on the waters of life and you can't see any of His footprints this morning. But some of you are living a life on the sand. You can see His footprints all around you. But you may be on the waters of life this morning. You can't see His footprints, but you can trust Him that He's there with you. I wanted Miss Amy to do something this morning. Sister, I want you to come. I want you to sing a song. I asked her just to pick a song. I've noticed this, and Renee can attest to this. So many times when I get like this, I want to do like that chief musician, and I just want to sit down, be by myself. But I found out, Brother Adam, one of the best things I can do to help me to not only remember my song, but I get out and I make myself move, and I go try to help somebody. And before I leave there, I've got to help myself. This morning, there's no doubt many of you are filled with sorrow. Your spirit is so quiet in you. But can I tell you, there's help in the sanctuary. He got to thinking about them songs. Do you ever think about this? You think about our camp meeting a few weeks ago. How much help was found at the tabernacle, at the sanctuary. How many times have you been into Liberty Baptist Church and God done something for you that only the sanctuary would do? You know why it's so important that we gather together? Because we find help in the sanctuary. You must never forget this in your sorrow. The Lord is our song, and there is a sanctuary. Miss Amy.